Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time. Time for your weekly appointment with the only man who could host a four-hour Saturday tour de force of sports talk on CBS Sports Radio. Why? Why did we select this man to undertake this Herculean task? Because, well, his name is on the marquee. Here he is, Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and it's coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. Roy Dar tweets in, the NFL canceled the supplemental draft for the season July 1st. Somebody before had referenced the supplemental draft just for factual purposes. The 2020 supplemental draft will not be conducted. I don't know what that means for 2021, though. So the distinction based on what the caller was referencing, but just so everybody has the accurate information. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Gonna do a thought experiment coming up in just a moment. But first, let's talk to Bash in Athens, Georgia. Bash, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Robin. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just going to work today. I wanted to talk about college football, if that's okay.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, I wanted to know, do you think that the players should come back in September, or should they wait?
Well, the players, I mean, you're saying like up to the players' choice, or are you talking about the sport in general?
The sport in general.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about this earlier, Bash. Yeah, it's the one that makes me the most uneasy. It's the one where I draw a distinction, right? Because, I understand a lot of people say for all sports, they'll say, you know, you have to be safety wire sports coming back and all. And I generally counter that by saying, you know, this is a nuanced discussion. It's not as if you're totally discounting safety if you take appropriate measures. And if you're canceling things now, who's to say you don't cancel the next season because we don't know when a vaccine's coming. So you have to proceed wisely, not recklessly, especially there is just, you know, our economic consequences that can be dire as well to many people involved. So I'm for pro sports returning and happy they're coming back. But for college, it's different. Because we know about the structure of college sports, and we know that the athletes are not compensated there. So if they're bringing a bunch of money into the local economies, and they're bringing a bunch of money to coaches and the schools, that's good for those people. But how can you reckon with the participants being not compensated in that regard, even if they're of a low risk group, relatively speaking? So it's something I'm struggling with myself right now. It's basically really what it is, though, is it's just taking the problems I already had with the college system and put a shining red light on them, is I guess the way I would put it.
Okay. Could I ask you something else?
Sure.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about a separate issue. What do you think about the situation regarding changing the name of the Washington Redskins? because I'm a Redskin fan.
I think it has to happen. You know, Look, I brought up before. I used to say to my dad, "I'm from where do you live at, Bash? Or why are you a fan of that team? Obviously, you're in Atlanta right now. Why are you a fan of that team?"
I was born in D.C.
Okay, so I'm from, you know, that area in a sense. I lived in Maryland from the age of 12 through college. I went to University of Maryland. My parents still live in Silver Spring, Maryland. My in-laws are in Germantown, Maryland. So I do understand that area. And I remember when I was a kid, I used to ask my dad about that team name. Like, how's that okay? You know, what if we were to throw another color in front of the word Skins? How would it be received? And I get that in the grand scheme of things, changing the team name is not changing things in life. But at the same time, it is just a football team name. And I think it's past time. And it, regardless of whether I think that or anybody thinks that, I think the sponsors doing what they're doing guarantee that the name will be changed, and the name will be changed before this season.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man. Appreciate the call. Appreciate all the interaction. That's what this is for. That's one of the beauties of this medium, right? In fact, I think it's personally the most beautiful thing about this medium. There's two things I love in particular about this medium. And, you know, I do video, TV, radio, podcasts. I've done all of it. But, like, live radio, to me, the things that are most beautiful about it are, one, I get to fully express myself, right? Like, I do other jobs where I, and there's things about them that are great, too. I mean, like, look, there's benefits to being on camera, right? People see your face, know who you are in that regard. You can get a punchy clip that sticks with people forever. But you are doing it on a time frame. Here you get to really find out even about yourself what you think on certain things and really talk them out. And then you get to talk to other people and get their perspectives on that. And that's one of the beauties of this medium. So I always appreciate any of the interaction and all the interaction, because we get a ton of it on this show at 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. All right, let's play a game here for a second. Let's change gears a little bit and play a game. Hopefully this will be sort of fun. We've seen a lot of images about the basketball players, the NBA players, coming into that bubble in Disney. You know, the Mavericks shared a social clip that I thought was, or a few of the Mavericks that I thought was funny, of them like playing some club music, standing outside on these little balconies they got overlooking some pond or something in Disney and fist pumping and showing their excitement. Then you had Rondo post the picture, say, is this a Motel 6 NBA, even though it looked like a nice hotel room to me. You saw the food at the beginning of it that didn't look so great, but some of the recent food has looked better. Apparently, I think there was a difference between the first 48 hours because people had to quarantine, so they had to have, I guess, food that couldn't be quite as fresh versus after that period was over. I don't know how it works exactly, but the food has improved. I've seen pictures of guys taking pictures of the attractions at Disney World, or Patrick Beverly showed off his room and what's in there. And we all know the situation, right? These teams are all at various hotels down at Disney on this complex they're referring to as a campus, but they're not allowed to leave it. And it's tough because you're going to be away from your family for several months and just the outside world for several months and living there and under those conditions. Now, it'll be relatively nice the way they have it set up, but it's still not the easiest. But I'm curious what people think, you know, having seen it now, having an idea of what it looks like, whether you would want to go. Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. And I was going to say if your obligations weren't there, but I don't think that's fair, because the NBA players still have family and everything. So why would we change the standard? Let's say you get paid the same amount that you're getting paid now, and your job isn't in jeopardy by doing this. Of course, the accommodations are taken care of, and the food is taken care of. Like, whatever the deal is for NBA players, you get that same deal, but you're not getting their salary. You're getting your salary. Would you go down there? Is that something you would want to do? Because, you know, for me, the hard part would be I wouldn't want to be away from my kids for that long. But if I were, you know, if I were, first of all, I wasn't offered or I didn't actively try to do it. But if I was offered, I would at least think about it. And if I didn't have kids, I would definitely do it. I just feel like it's a once in a lifetime experience, even if it's not ideal, just to see the sights and sounds there and be there. And document that moment, it would be cool. So, I mean, if I was offered it right now, I would have to really think about it and ultimately make a decision, you know, after consulting my family. But if I didn't have young kids, I would 100% be there. Anthony, what do you think of that? Would you, under your current salary, but you get the same accommodations that the NBA players get, would you go down to the bubble?
Sure, why not? Because, I mean, I've been doing it for the past 4 months anyway. I mean, yeah. I've been on lockdown. I really haven't been able to do much. So, you know, I get to go down to Orlando and enjoy all the amenities that the NBA stars get to enjoy. Yeah, it sounds good to me then.
And you'd be fine being there that whole time?
Yeah, listen, I'm single, you know. So I don't have anything that's holding me down. I don't have a family. I don't have kids. So that wouldn't be an issue for me. And again, I mean, I've been on lockdown for the past 4 months anyway. I've been cooped up in the house. So why not?
And for a lot of people, it's probably a big upgrade
in
living
exactly.
conditions. Right? yeah, I imagine it's pretty cool there once you're inside. I mean, look, nothing's ideal right now. There's no deal that's ideal at this moment. But, I was just curious, having, you know, seen the sights and sounds as this just started, what people think. You know, your job stays the same. You get paid the same. But you go down there and you get to have the same accommodations as NBA players. Are you signing up for that? Would you willingly head into that bubble? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. And, you know, one thing I haven't understood about the NBA, and I think this is starting to go away now because we're actually creeping up on tip-off, right? Like, the season is going to be played. It's happening. And barring an outbreak inside the bubble, it will continue. But before that, leading up to this, you had so many people like criticizing the NBA for coming back, and I felt like they were criticizing the NBA disproportionately to the other sports, and I was like, aren't they the ones with a real thorough plan? Why are you going after them? They've got the most thorough plan, and when everybody's planning on returning, and it's sort of cool to see it all happening in real time, because this isn't something we're going to forget, right? This isn't something that's just going to like be forgotten to history. And who's to say it's not a model going forward? Because they're spending a lot of money on this thing. I mean, they're doing it to make money, but they're also the expenses to run the operation the way that they're doing it are tremendous. So I wonder if they might see it as a possible blueprint that can be used by other events, other leagues and whatnot, because I forget what it was that they're the exact amount of money that it costs to run that thing, but it is a lot, you know, in the hundreds of billions of dollars over the time period there, because there's just tons of expenses if you think about it, and I think it, you know, the basketball itself, once guys get acclimated and get back into rhythm, I think it's going to be amazing, personally. I totally reject the asterisk talk. I think the asterisk talk is asinine. I think this season is going to deserve an exclamation point, not an asterisk, because of what's going to have to be overcome because of the unique circumstances. And I really do believe the focus is going to be sky high. I mean, these guys are, first of all, there's just like a subconscious effect of knowing what your situation is. Everybody realizes, oh yeah, this is not normal, right? You're not in your normal life. And then second of all, you know, there's not anything else to do. I mean, I'm sure guys are going to figure out stuff to do in their free time. And then, of course, I understand that NBA players are going to do their best to keep a message out in the forefront, a social justice message out in the forefront. But basketball is going to be the central focus there all the time, and you got the best players in the world. So I think the competitive juices and the focus are going to be incredible. So I think we're going to see some super high-level competition. Let's go to Ted in Massachusetts. Ted, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. First time calling the show. One of the things that just came to mind about these guys being in the bubble, the first thing I thought about is our military, who are sent away 6 months to a year away from their families for a lot less money. And,
sure, but let's draw a quick distinction. That's, all respect due, but that's a job that they sign up for. That's not what the NBA players, you know, were expecting or sign up for. So we always have to treat things relatively, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking relatively, you know what, a couple months really all that bad if you look at the grand scheme of life. That's kind of how I look at it. These guys, they're big, strong men. They can handle being away, make some phone calls, Skype, FaceTime, and they can enjoy.
But a couple of them complained about certain things, but they're there, Ted, you know what I mean? That's why I was asking if other people would do it with their regular competition.
I do it in a heartbeat. I think my family would understand that would be a once-in-a-lifetime offer to do something like that.
So right now, forgetting, okay, what do you do for a living, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
I run a store.
Okay. So your business is fine, right? But you do have to go there for the whole. I mean, I'm not asking you about. I'm saying under the terms of this, your business is fine, but you do have to go there from now till October 12th. You would do that right now under your current salary, and leave your family if that opportunity was presented to you right now. If I said I, Robin Lundberg, have invited you to the NBA bubble, are you going? Yes or no?
I would go to the NBA bubble. I wouldn't work in my building until October.
No, okay. Yeah. No, I got you. All right, that's what I was asking. You know, all things being equal, would you just go up and you would have to up and leave your family in order to do so? 855-212-4227, and I appreciate the call. 855-212-4227, at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Waking up early on Saturday mornings just for you. Here's Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And you, of course, are a part of it. Let's go to David in North Carolina. David, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Hey, so I listened to your last caller that was comparing the military and the NBA players. And you seem to really side with the NBA players. And I just want to say,
Hold on, wait. There's no citing. That's just like a comparison that doesn't need to exist. But go ahead.
Well, okay. I'm just okay. I spent 6 months, a year away from friends and family, doing what I do. My friends have done the same for I don't know $40,000 a year, $50,000 a year. If these guys don't want to go to Orlando and play, they can forfeit their several million dollars for this season and stay home, and the ones that want to go play can. I don't have any
sure
sympathy for.
But I never said anything about that. That wasn't the topic. What I was asking was whether people where you and I would do it, not whether
I do it in a heartbeat. I have. I do it in a heartbeat.
So right now, not if your job required it. What I'm saying is, right now, if I gave you just the voluntary option, you would you keep your current salary, but you do have to leave, obviously, your life and loved ones behind for the next several months to sort of just be an observer there. You would go right now?
If keeping my current salary meant I either don't get paid if I don't go or get my current salary if I go.
No, you could still keep your salary here. It's not you don't get paid. It's not. I'm saying as just
but
like
that's not
something
what
you would.
The NBA players are faced with.
I'm not They're talking about the NBA players. The NBA players are there, dude. It sounds to me like you're just trying to find a way to criticize the NBA players. The NBA players are there. They did have their choice. Some people chose not to go. Some people did go. Yeah, a couple guys may have complained about certain things that I thought, you know, like the hotel room, which I thought was very nice, that don't need to be complained about. But plenty of other guys are psyched and amped. So I'm not saying that the NBA players are going through some ordeal that is worse than other people have in various walks of their life. I was just simply doing a thought experiment. If I said to you, you go, you can get your current salary to just experience it, would you go? Not that you lose it if you don't go. So that, yeah, I don't understand why you're, you know, like criticizing NBA players, because that was
I'm
never the
criticizing
point.
Criticizing NBA players, you're putting words in my mouth. The NBA players are faced with a different option than what you're proposing. You're proposing stay home and get paid, go to the bubble and get paid.
Yeah,
they're delivering.
But I'm not.
Not get paid.
Yes, I get it, but I'm not talking about them. They're there. They had the choice. It's over. Like, I'm not talking, and I wasn't doing any woe is them thing either. I just was trying to have a fun topic asking regular people whether they would do that because I, you know, I would have to think about it. I would have to talk to my family, and I don't really want to leave my young kids. But if I didn't have young kids, I'd do it in a second just to be a part of that moment in time to document it, to experience it. So it was just a fun, like, thought experiment topic. It wasn't that serious.
It sounded to me like you were on the last caller saying, hey, the military's no comparison, and these guys have it tough.
But why would we be comparing the military to NBA players? That makes no sense. What's the point of that?
I don't know. That's just how I took it, man. I'm out on my morning bicycle ride, and that's how I took it.
Well, I love bicycle rides myself, so I hope your bicycle ride goes well, and I appreciate the call, but I don't know why like that came out of nowhere. Again, it just seems like to me like a way to like call the NBA players something or 'cause, but I'm not saying the NBA players are going through the worst experience anyone's ever gone through. We all know how much NBA players make. And I think, you know, some guys got some backlash for even complaining about anything there. And that's why Ja Morant got a lot of love for posting my room is fine. The food is fine. I'm not a silver spoon guy. I was just asking a random question, you know, a sports talk radio random question. And then some dude called in and said people in the military have to go serve without their families. And I don't know what that had to do with what I was asking. No disrespect. Obviously, that's a tremendous commitment. But it is also, you know, in that line of work, which isn't quite the same as an NBA player. So I just didn't understand where that even came from. Anthony, does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm trying to say here? What I asked made sense.
Welcome to 2020. You were just trying to have some fun, and someone just took it a completely different way.
Yeah, all right. I'm just making sure. Jeff in Washington, D.C. Jeff, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I took it the right way. I'm actually proud of these players, and I'm proud of what they're doing. Sure, it's not the military, fine, but it's kind of heroic. They're taking a risk. They're separating themselves from their families, and they're doing it at a time when our society desperately needs this. We need sports to rally around. We need our heroes to cheer for, and I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I agree it's really cool. I don't know if I'd say heroic, but admirable. How about that? I'm with you. You know, like there is a degree of sacrifice that comes with it. Yes, they're still being paid, and yes, their accommodations are going to be fairly nice, but there's a lot of unknown. Who knows if it's going to work? You are going to be away from your family. I mean, there is a degree of sacrifice, and I would say admirable in that sense, because they're putting their collective efforts into something. They're making sure that the NBA goes on, and that the NBA can be both a entertainment outlet for so many of us, like you said, a bit of a rallying outlet for many of us, and a messaging outlet for them as well, how they choose to use that. And they're showing their commitment to their profession, to their trade, and to their fans, but by doing it. So it is admirable in a sense. I would agree with that. Scott in Arkansas. Scott, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Scott?
Not much. How are you, Robin?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just had a little opinion about these NBA players down there. I would surely go down there. I would spend the time down there at the pay I'm getting. I am an over-the-road truck driver, and I've spent a lot of months in the truck driving, doing what I love as a passion. Mm-hmm. And during this time, we've been busy. A lot of people don't think that things, you know, they think things have slowed down. They haven't. We deal with a lot of situations day in and day out that require us to change the way we've lived and the way we manage our lives out here. And it's a matter of choice. And like you said, if they go forward and do what they got to do, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I'm just curious when you say as a truck driver. I guess business. Are you? What are you carrying? What are you carrying in the truck?
Right now, I'm carrying a bunch of stuff for like food products.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'd imagine your industry's been quite busy, just because so many people are needing deliveries and things have to be shipped, right? So I would imagine it's actually that's interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, you know. Like, you know, I'm not knocking them for what they said about the room, but when you say something about a room being a Motel 6, I mean...
Well, let's be careful when we say they, though, because we're talking about literally
like
one...
Like a player.
One person. We're talking about one person. You know, so we got to talk about that person as the individual he is. So Rondo posting that, I'm with you. Like, to me, that's a nice room. But that's not fair to then, you know, say they or apply that to other NBA players.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But, you know, it's just a matter of choice, and this job and profession that I have, I'm a professional, and I take it as a professional job, and I take the good with the bad, and I deal with it the best I can and make the best out of it. And I hope they do the same, and I hope everything works out for them.
And I think it will, you know, and thank you for the call. I saw a picture of – I don't know why it's just like this. There's a couple things that – have been cool. Jamal Crawford and J.R. Smith getting another chance, but there was a picture of Chris Paul and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the practice court, and just the smile on Chris Paul's face, and then there's some footage of them, you know, getting shots up, and I just, at that moment, I'm just like, yeah, these guys are committed, man. These guys are going to hoop. These guys are going to be focused, and this is going to be a good thing for everybody, hopefully. Knock on, you know, I don't have wood, oh no, I found some wood. You hear that? Knock on wood. It all works out, but I think it will, and I think it's going to be a good experience, hopefully, you know, for the NBA players who do have to be away from their families, which is not nothing, right? That's not something that's insignificant. And for the fans who, you know, we haven't had sports in 4 months, and we're about to have the NBA in less than 20 days.
Yeah, he knows it's a girl's name. Here's Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And therefore, I am Robin Lundberg. That's how those type of shows work out. Robin Lundberg Show. Me being Robin Lundberg. 855-212-4227. Want to remind you, tonight at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, the PBR Monster Energy Team Challenge Championship gets underway, as the top riders in the world team up to take on the Monster Pit. See what team will be one step closer to being crowned the inaugural champ on CBS Sports Network. Monster Jam was something I was at not too long ago. Monster Trucks. That's crazy, those events with all those people just like, nope, that's not happening. None of that stuff's happening for a while. Though the NFL is apparently thinking about having some fans in attendance at limited capacity, same with Major League Baseball, at least I guess in certain markets that might be the case. Let's go next to Dan in Indiana. Dan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just wanted to say that I think I would trade, or I would go to the bubble. I might regret it after a few weeks. I might miss my family. But, you know, the excitement of trying it would be awesome. But I want to caution some people, because a lot of people are like, oh, I'd do it in an instant. I would do this. I would trade with those guys. You know, those guys are under a lot more pressure and a lot more things than we think. I mean, we always want to trade with these athletes. A buddy of mine that I work with, his son's a high-up executive with the Buffalo Bills. And he worked tremendous hours, even plans when they had their kids, when he had two babies. They planned to have the baby when he had a couple months off during the year or a month. I mean, They're extremely busy, always busy. It's easy to think you want to trade with somebody else until you're in their shoes. I mean, it's a lot more pressure and stuff than what we think, I believe.
Well, some of these guys get talked about every day, blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't even – and thanks for the call. That wasn't even the scenario I was presenting is trading, because I'm sure there – you know, plenty of people say they would trade with him in a heartbeat simply for salary reasons rather than anything else, right? Even just the salary that some of these guys get for that couple-month period, for a lot of people, that's, you know, a lifetime worth of money, right? So that wasn't – that's why I didn't present that scenario. The scenario I presented was if you, right now, you, whoever you are, were offered a chance to go to the NBA bubble, you get your current salary, you don't lose your job or anything like that, you could also stay and do your life normally. It's not like you, it's not an either or situation. You're just offered this opportunity to go to the bubble to be an observer. Would you do it? And you get paid your current salary while you're there. But you do have to leave your house or your family or whatever your current situation is. Would you do it? And I think it's an interesting question just because, one, you know, I would be fascinated to actually cover it because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience perhaps. And you know, we'll always, I think, probably look back and remember the bubble championship. Or the bubble season, if you will, that the NBA's had. So I just think that would be fascinating to cover. And also, let's be real, you know, the amenities there are probably welcoming to a lot of people, especially if you're in a situation where you're like in an apartment or something and haven't been able to get out too much. But at the same time, it is a difficult endeavor to just up and leave. I mean, for me, like I said, I have a 5-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter. So do I want to be away from them for, I mean, it would be now until October. That's 3 months. I mean, some teams won't be there that long. Obviously they're going to get eliminated and whatnot, but you know what I mean? That's like, if I didn't have kids, I think I would do it in a second. But with kids, I don't know if that's something I could do. I'd have to really think about a consultant and everything like that. So, and it would have to, you know, directly involve my job, I believe. So, you know, that's the scenario and situation I was presenting. Not trading places with any NBA players, just like being a part of that experience. And then, you know, of course, for some people, there'll be safety concern. I actually, you know, personally, I believe that the bubble environment there is going to be amongst the safest places you can be from this thing, and that you're going to be at more risk wherever you are right now, going out to the grocery or just, you know, any interactions you might have. But it's going to be fascinating to follow the whole thing because it's, you know, we've been without sports for, I think it was March 11th that the NBA season stopped. I believe that was the date. It was very close to that if it wasn't. And that seemed impossible at the time, right? I mean, we understood why, but it just like was like you couldn't believe it. The NBA puts out a press release that night after Rudy Gobert tests positive that they're suspending the season. And then it was like a domino effect, sport after sport after sport. Baseball, no opening day. The NCAA tournament canceled. And the coverage after that was about that, right? The coverage, I mean, obviously, was about the historic circumstances. And I remember thinking, as I was doing live coverage on some of that stuff, wow, this is crazy, but what's next? You know, what does it mean for our industry? What does it mean for sports in general? What's next? How long are we going to be, you know, or are we going to be quarantined and all this stuff, this new normal. You know, and since that point, there's been The Last Dance, which was a content fountain, and now feels like forever ago. And then, of course, the very necessary conversations around real-life events in this country and the movement for equality and all that. But there's say, I apologize for saying and all that, that diminishes it. But there's been the movement for equality and the necessary conversations and sometimes uncomfortable conversations that came as a result. And it's just been a long time since sports were underway. You know, it's been a long time. It's been 4 months now, right? So you start to get used to this new reality, and then it's like, wait, is this really happening? Are they really coming back? And I think, you know, a lot of people have developed a lot of anxiety, a lot of different emotions through this, and didn't even know how to receive that news. But now, again, baseball is, what, 2 weeks away? And the NBA is 3 weeks away? And then all of a sudden, there's going to be NBA all day, every day. Earliest games at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Late games, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Zion Williamson's going to get to make his proper debut, in a sense. Because, you know, they wanted him on opening night of the regular season before. And that didn't work out due to injury, but he's on opening night now. LeBron James is going to be back in action. LeBron's going to be clearly the center of the sports universe, as he often is, but maybe even more than ever in a chase for his fourth championship. He'd be the first ever superstar with a championship with three different teams. Kawhi Leonard, actually, he could do the same thing in a way. And he's had just an intriguing career because he doesn't have the compiler stats that would put you in the all-time great conversation, but he certainly has accomplishments that are putting him into all-time great type of conversations. Giannis, you know, a championship, what it would mean for him. I mean, Giannis is an MVP already. Looks like he might be a two-time back-to-back MVP. And people are already talking about his free agency, but, I mean, if he wins one in Milwaukee, that would be one of those titles that's a little different, you know, where there's not multiple superstars on that team. Chris Middleton's a very good player, but there's not multiple superstars on that team. So it would be like kind of like the Raptors last year or the 2011 Mavericks or the 2004 Pistons, who had a bunch of all-stars but not a superstar, or the Rockets from the 90s. And that would vault him to a whole different level. I mean, you have sleeper teams. Like the Rockets, I think, are a very intriguing sleeper team because James Harden has such a high usage rate, and he'll be rested. And they went all in on that small ball lineup, which with fresh legs could help them. And they have the variance that comes with their three-point shooting. So I think Houston's dangerous. And you have James Harden and Russell Westbrook and Mike D'Antoni all respectively looking for their first NBA championship. And then they're, you know, like even Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. Those guys are going to be fun to watch in Dallas. And Luka was banged up when the season stopped. So he should be fully healthy. I mentioned before, I'm even looking forward to see a team like the Thunder. Chris Paul, the old vet, leading the youngster in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in an overachieving squad. In the East, you know, who could possibly upset Milwaukee? Could it be the Heat? You know, Jimmy Butler, I think, is the most underrated player in the league, and they've got a nice versatile team. The Celtics, they've got a really versatile team. Could Jason Tatum have a coming out party as a individual star? The Sixers, you know, they had a rough season thus far. Could this reset be good for them? And then the Raptors defending the title, they're a very good team too. I don't think they can win the championship without Kawhi Leonard, but they're very, so there's just a lot, that I think will be cool. And it's going to be, like I said, I think hyper competitive. I think the players are going to be hyper focused. I think any of the mission to win is only going to be amplified from the time away and the circumstances. So I'm definitely really looking forward to it and how it all unfolds. And it's like almost like you have to train your brain again to start talking in those terms because we were talking about so many different things, and now it's like, oh yeah, this is happening. You know, they're about to tip off. They're about to tip off. It's a real deal. We've seen mass. Once you saw mass LeBron, you knew it was official, right? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227, at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. I want to get back to college football in a second, but first, there's also an event tonight. That's interesting because we're talking about all these sports that have been away. One that's been there the whole time is for the most part, UFC. It's WWE and UFC, right, that have gone forward. WWE, not technically a sport, obviously, but you know, in the realm of what people talk about among sports, and they've kept their events going at the performance center that they have, and you can think what you think about how Vince McMahon runs his operation, but it's been ongoing. And then UFC, where Dana White was trying to rush some stuff, I think, early and had to cancel it, especially because Disney and I believe the governor of California, if memory serves me correctly, got on him. But for the most part, he's been able to keep his operation running in the midst of it and probably pay off for him tonight because they've got a big event at the quote-unquote Fight Island, which still sounds like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie to me, Fight Island. Anthony, you're an MMA guy, right?
Watch it. I mean, I'm not a huge MMA guy. I mean, Masvidal
was a late sub for this fight, right, in the main event tonight against Usman?
Yeah.
So who do you like in that fight?
I've been more hooked in, if anything, with the WWE.
See, I've been in the archives of WWE, not even the current WWE.
You could get lost on the network. I mean, forget about it.
Well, you know how kids go through phases, and this is partially ushered in by me, but my son has been in a huge wrestling phase. So we've watched every Royal Rumble, essentially, almost from like 1991 to now. And then a whole bunch of other individual matches. So it's been a lot of wrestling going on in my household. Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.